8:03. The invocation will be done by Mike Flowers, the flag salute by Eileen Miranda Jimenez.
You all stand. Dear gracious and heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you, Lord God, for allowing us all to come together on this evening, Lord God. Father God, we ask you to have your way in each and every one of our lives, Lord God. Continue to use us for your glory. Lord God, bless this district, Lord God, bless this board, Lord God. Give us wisdom, knowledge, and direction in the way in which we should lead and the way in which we should go. Bless us. Bless these students we have, Lord God. Keep our heads around them all the days of their lives, Lord God. We ask this in Christ's name. Amen. Amen.
Please join me in the flag salute. Right hand over your heart. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Here.
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 Present.
Here.
Here.
There's two issues that need to be brought forward from closed session. In accordance with Education Code 4891J, the board will take final action in open session on expulsion matter described in item A1 of the closed session agenda. With regard to the recommendation to expel student number 202824 for violation of Education Code Section 48900C and 48915C3. Is there a motion?
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
It was moved by Jessica Shoemaker and seconded by Michael Flowers. The vote is 5-0. In accordance with Education Code Section 48918J, the board will take final action in open session on the expulsion matter described in item A of the closed session section on the closed session agenda. With regard to the recommendation to expel student number 190199 for violation of Education Code Section 48900N, is there a motion?
I'll second.
It was moved by Daniel and seconded by Michael Flowers. All in favor? It passes 5-0. That moves us on to the public hearing portion of the agenda. A public hearing is hereby declared at 7:06 p.m. for the purpose of hearing public input on the 2016-17 initial proposal from the California School Employees Association, Chapter 91. Is there anybody who would like to comment at this time? Seeing no one, we will close the public hearing at 7:07. A public hearing is hereby declared open at 7:07 p.m. for the purpose of hearing input on the 2016-17 District Initial Proposal to the California School Employees Association, Chapter 91. Is there anyone who would like to speak to this matter? Seeing no one, we will close the public hearing session at 7:08. Now the fun begins. Can you pass these down? Mr. Hinman, or Dr. Hinman, excuse me.
Thank you, President Polis. You know, I want to just take a moment and commend the board. One of the things that they've charged me with is recognizing our community, getting out in the community, especially when we continue to do great things. Tonight is such a recognition of great things that we do in this school district. It never ceases to amaze me. Literally, every board meeting, we're recognizing our students and the phenomenal work that they do, not only on the field, on the court, on the dance floor, but in the classroom as well. And tonight is a perfect description of that. So just a little housekeeping, the way this works, for those of you who may or may not have been here before, we'll be introducing your principal to come up, and we'll recognize your coach, we'll recognize your team, we'll do certificates, and then we'll be in the well. President Polis and I will get a nice picture that will go on our website that will be rotating for everyone to see. And it's just a small token of thank you for the great work that you're doing. So with program responsibility, let me introduce our Assistant Superintendent of Education Services, Ms. Denise Knutson.
Madam President, members of the board, Dr. Hinman, and distinguished guests, it is my honor tonight to again reiterate what Dr. Hinman shared. What a proud moment for this district to see so many exemplary things come across our desk. Every day we're sending emails about students winning this, first place at this, first place at, I mean, you're truly an amazing group of young men and women. And with that, I'd like to introduce the person who I'm sure is even the most proudest, your principal, Mark Trovatore, to do the introduction.
Well, Madam President, Board of Education, Superintendent Hinman, Cabinet, and of course all of the community, we're deeply grateful and indebted for allowing us to be here tonight to celebrate. Wow, I see what West Covina High School represented here, and it's just awesome with various programs. So to get started, we have an academic decathlon team, which has flourished for years. Fred Myers is our advisor, and you know they're full-time students, so they're putting their all in the classroom every day. But I truly believe that academic decathlon is a full-time job outside of the classroom. If you see what they do after school, the weekends, throughout the summer, it's very, very intense. And they're truly renaissance kids in that they're experts in every subject and content area and so on and so forth. So it's a pressure cooker when you go to that event. But our kids have flourished for years. And this year, two in particular brought home some special honors. So we introduce Daniel Gutierrez, who brought home a bronze in science. So, you got a bronze in science and silver in economics. So, and was Megan Tran able to make it? Is Megan here? Okay, well, she's not, but she received a silver medal in interviewing and speech and a gold medal in science. So, let's still give Megan a round of applause. Mr. Myers, I think, had another engagement. So let's give Daniel, I guess, another round of applause. Our next group is our cheer, and they've been under the advisement of Mrs. Barbara Rivera for quite some time. Let's have Ms. Barbara Rivera come up. So if you really want to see spirit, obviously you have to see our cheer perform. And, you know, it's interesting because there's the art of it, but there's also the precision and synchronicity. And you'd be surprised. You know, football is very dangerous. They have helmets and they have pads. And if you look at the routines that are put together, these girls, they're flipping and spinning in the air, and they don't have pads, and it's a hard surface. So all too often, I don't think they get commended for the stunts that they pull off and all those things. Well, what do? The JAMS All-Star Cheer National Championship. Come on up, girls. So we are You'll love this. Number one in the nation, varsity co-ed non-tumbling division, first place, and we were undefeated all season. So number one in the nation. Let's give them a round of applause. So our next group are wrestlers, and, you know, wrestling sometimes isn't really the most glamorous sport, and there's blood, sweat, and tears. Well, not blood, but, you know, it's painful, it's intense, and sweaty, and all those things. But, again, it's really intense, and, you know, it's nerve-wracking. You're in the ring all by yourself sometimes, and but we really, really admire the kids' poise, determination, and we're known throughout the state. And every year, you know, which is a good thing, we're able to send kids to state. So, and some of our kids have graduated and gone on to colleges throughout the country to wrestle, too. So we had our CIF state championship back in February. It was held up in Visalia. And so we had five of our girls go compete at the state level, and a few of them finished second place, which is really impressive. So our coach, first let's bring up Renee Lopez. And I don't know if she's going to want me to say her weight class, but 116 pounds. Jennifer Lopez, second place, state level. Congratulations. So I guess in wrestling, it's when it's okay to say a woman's weight. I don't know. We have Yvette Garcia, 160 pounds, second place at state. Garcia Monastero, 111 pounds. Come on up.
Congratulations.
And last but certainly not least, Clarissa Gaita, 126 pounds. Clarissa. Now, there's a fifth, Janessa Munoz, who can be here tonight because she's on a college recruiting trip. So let's give her a round of applause.
Yes, and for the record, I did wrestle in high school. So.
So last but certainly not least, we have our dance drill team. So let's give our dance drill hip-hop team a big round of applause. very large group. So they were off in Anaheim in March, and it was a national competition, and truly national. There were teams from all over the United States. I did have the opportunity to go both days, Friday and Saturday, to see them perform, and it was phenomenal, phenomenal. So our male team, we have all-male large, and we also have all-male small. So all-male large came in first place, all-male small first place, but they also won the Hip Hop Sweepstakes Award for the highest scoring routine in the category. So they are now the best high school hip hop team in the United States. And they couldn't perform the level they do without their advisors and their coach. And so Advisor Robles can be here tonight, but Coach Kerry Calkin is here to represent them. Can we have the all-male hip-hop team come up, please, and Coach Calkin? So we have two other dance groups that we'd like to recognize as well, part of our dance drill team. And, you know, a true mark of a signature program is that it attracts kids from outside of the district to come in to enroll. So really proud that this program is a magnet, and it sustained itself for so many years. And when you hear West Green High School dance drill, people just have come to expect excellence and that tradition and legacy and whatnot. So really proud to be I'm able to support the program in that regard. So at this same national competition, we had our all-female small pom team come in first place as well. So Coach Calkin and girls, can you come up, please? Now, there's different routines. So this is all-female small pom. I don't know if they will, but all-female... Our all-female small military, which some of these same girls compete in that routine as well, came in third place at the national level. So a totally different routine, which is worthy of recognition. So let's give them a round of applause. Wow.
Yeah, I just want to share really quick, you know, oftentimes I get to go to very boring superintendent meetings, and I sit around very large tables with superintendents all over the state, and when it comes around to me, I, you know, say Chuck Hinman, West Covina Unified, almost on cue, people go, you got that dance team. And so really, you are nationally known, state known, and there's a big jealousy factor out there, too, because it is... you know, you think the traditional sports are competitive, dance is like taking that over. So a major kudos for you guys, all of you. But, you know, when I get, you know, too important to me because of the great things you do, it means a lot to all of us. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you so much, Wes Covina. If you could all just kind of migrate, we'll have you guys migrate, because guess what? We have another high school that we need to get here an award as well. Thank you.
I don't understand the text.
Chuck, how long the break? Huh? How long is the break?
No break. No, you went after the recognition.
It's a shuffle.
Oh, well, we have Edgewood, and then we have the teacher grants. Yeah, just cut the buzz. Wow. Look at this group.
They look sharp.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to begin our next round of recognitions. I did want to share that I heard President Polis say how amazing and wonderful it is that we actually have to clear out the room once and bring in another group, because that's how amazing things we're doing in the school district. So thank you for your patience, everyone, and so excited for this next round of recognitions, and I will turn the floor over to Ms. Knutson again.
Thank you, Dr. Himmen. Madam President, members of the board, Dr. Himmen, distinguished guests, I am honored to be here tonight to introduce to you the outstanding academic decathlon team from Edgewood High School, who once again outdid themselves and did West Covina proud. I want to give you a big round of applause. Thank you. And I'd like to bring your distinguished principal forward, Ms. Ronnie Maddox, Dr. Maddox, so that she can do the introductions. Dr. Maddox.
Good evening. I'd like to introduce to you our coaches. First, our advisor is Mr. Craig Michaels. And our other coach is Mr. Joel Lovato. And they will be introducing to you the students of our academic decathlon team.
Thank you. Before I introduce them, I'm just be proud to say that this is the sixth best team in California this year and the ninth best in America. And on Friday, we're taking our last test for this season where we will try to defend our national title for medium-sized school. At this point, based on state rankings, we are the number one school in America of our size. There is no school better than us, fewer than 1,300 students. So is there an order you need me to call the names in, or I'm going to – any order? Any order, okay. So we'll start here. Mark Ochave. Then we also have Nathaniel Lyons. Jessica Doan. Peter Tran. Andrew Obesso. Darren Lamb. Gabriel Rodriguez. And Benjamin Lynn. Unable to attend tonight, Kelly Shea.
Because I can't help myself when I see a microphone, let me just say, at the last group that was here, you know, you may or may not have heard me say that when I go in social circles and I talk about, you know, I'm from West Covina, you know, they say, you know, oh, you're that school, that district with that dance program. But another thing that I do all the time is one of my charges is to brag about West Covina Unified. And one of the things that we always try to do is we try to do our own recruiting of bringing kids on our school district. The first thing I say every time I have the opportunity to brag is we have the academic decathlon national champions in our school district. You know, stayed two times in a row, so bragging rights. Keep it up. Thank you so much for representing.
Thank you so
Well, yes, we do.
Yeah, but you're going to introduce me, right?
We have one more presentation. It's last, but not, oh, excuse me, two more. Dr. Hinman, can you talk about the mini grants, please?
Yes, thank you.
Not just because you're Rotarian.
I know. I tell you, it's such an amazing night of such incredible recognition of our students and our parents and the support we have, our administrators. But we also have an opportunity to celebrate the support of community in school. And I want to give a really big thanks to the West Covina Rotarians for their support of our teachers. And to speak a little bit more about that, I'll turn it over again with program responsibility, Ms. Denise Knudsen.
Madam President, members of the board, Dr. Hinman, wonderful teachers, we're so glad to have you here tonight and be honored for all the hard work that you do and the time you took to apply for these wonderful grants. I'd first like to take a moment to introduce the woman, the machine, what I'm learning behind these grants. Phyllis McDonald, renowned former principal in the district, and from what I can tell, just well loved by all. And I want to thank you. For 26 years, Noontime Rotary has been honoring teachers with grants, and she is here again tonight. She will be assisted by Trustee Flowers, who also is a Rotarian, and he will be helping distribute the grants. So, Ms. McDonald, if you could come forward and just share the grants with the teachers, that would be great. Thank you.
You see the kids doing all of this, and then you think behind the scene, there are teachers who are up at the crack of dawn, working all day, and then going home and working some more so that they're ready for the kids the next day. And having been involved with education for over 40 years, I know what that feels like. Some days you didn't want to do it, but you could see those little kids and those big young ladies and gentlemen, and you knew that you had to stay up and you had to get it done, and it had to be perfect or as near perfect as it could be, because you had children depending on you and parents and the principal. But anyway, I'd like to, if you did not have an opportunity to get one of these programs, I do have like a gazillion of them, so please make sure that you pick one up before you go, before you leave tonight. And I'm going to give these to you. Hold on just a second. We had a little glitch. This is the first time in 26 years that we're giving the teachers an IOU. We do have the money. It's just that the bookkeeper took the checkbook and went away. Seriously, she took the checkbook and went away, and she's not coming back until Thursday. That's what she says, anyway. And so anyway, we will be getting them to you, and you will be getting an envelope, and in the envelope it will explain a little bit about the mini grant program for those of you that haven't been involved with it before. And it's something that you can have, and when the checks come in, then I'll come around to each of the schools and give them to you so that you'll have them. I feel really bad about this because I've never had that happen to me before, but then it's not me, it's Dave Alfaro. Had to do that, I just had to do that. Okay, first of all, Michael is part of the Rotary program. West Covina has two Rotary clubs, one that meets in the morning at the crack of dawn, and the other meets at noon, and that's the one that I'm involved in, and so is Gloria, and so is Rich Nabu. Is he here? Oh, stand up, Rich. You were standing, huh? I got that all the time.
Ouch.
And then the other the other one that is involved with our lunchtime Rotary Club is the principal over at Holland Crest, and unfortunately none of his teachers are receiving a grant tonight, so he got to stay home. But anyway, what I'd like to do is, what we're going to do is very quickly have you come up, and Michael will hand you your envelope. Now, there are two mistakes in that program, and how I ever did that, I have no idea. But anyway, the first mini grant goes to Mary Gear from Merlinda School. Okay. And I think if we'll just have them go up, and then we'll just give them a really knockdown applause at the end. If that's okay with you.
After Mary
Gear. It'll go a little quicker. Melissa Kuhn, who was learning while building skills. She's also a Merlinda Munchkin. Oh. And Allison Newland Burton, I don't see her tonight, so we'll make sure she gets her IOU envelope. Lucy Lopez, who is our kindergarten teacher, and her thing is reading is fun in kindergarten. And then Veronica Pignon. Did I see Veronica? She's not here either. Hers was workstation fun. Stacy Zagurski, digging in. A close look at close reading. There's a little bit of a tongue twister thingy in there. And Robin Zelaya, bringing science to life. And then continuing with Orangewood School, Janet Shirley, is she here tonight? There you are. Hi. Huh? No. She's the principal.
I didn't get one.
You didn't write a grant. Okay, and we have Sayet Lisbeth Garcia, who's more math Lego education, and I noticed education spelled wrong too. You do this at 3 o'clock in the morning, it gets a little dipsy. And Joe Lectern, who is gaining steam with Dash and Dot. And I love this because this originally was the STEM program, and I'm so glad to see that they've added the arts, because that is something that is so important for the kids. Congratulations, Joe. And then from Vine, and Gloria Aguilar Torres is back there, and she is the principal. And her winner is Eileen Gonzalez on robotics for grade 2.
Wow.
And when that gets up and running, I'm coming over, because that just fascinates me. West Cove, we have Rochelle Johnson-Evans. Is Rochelle here? There you are. And her winners from her school are Amy Barrow, reading workshops. That's my thing, is reading. Math enrichment through math workstations, Kelly Blondie. And Linda Roberson for the love of reading. And I don't see Linda here tonight. Okay, and then from Walnut Grove Intermediate School, Rich Nambu is back there. It's so great to be able to have somebody to make fun about their high school. It happened to me all my life. Okay, and from Walnut Grove, Lynn Escari. Did you see not here? Hers was fitness stations and track. And this is an interesting, just a little side trip. Our Rotary Club sponsors a 5K run. It's called the Heart of the Valley 5K Run, and what it's used for is to fight obesity in the community. And what we do is we've been giving money to various schools. We gave some to Edgewood got some, and Holland Crest got some, and there were some others who get it. And it's to fight obesity for the in the schools. We only do this to acknowledge and honor the West Covina schools. Our Rotary Club is so involved with you guys, you cannot believe it. Because we've done the, we did the Thanksgiving baskets, and we've done this, and now the teachers, and so we're just very happy. And if any of you are runners or walkers or limpers, I'm walking the track, by the way. Anyway, I would be more than happy to get some of these flyers for you or for the kids. If you have kids in your school who are runners, those cross-country kids or some of those, it would be nice if they could participate. And there'll be a little, Dr. Hinman will be telling you very shortly about the opportunity that the schools are going to have to earn money based on the number of runners that they have
wow.
to participate in the like, I think the first prize is $750.
Wow.
In this. And so what we're looking at is running teams from the school, either moms and kids or kids, and then the ones that have the most running teams and those that come in that actually make it, they will get have an opportunity to get $750 for their school to help fight childhood and old people obesity. Anyway, going on. Why I started with this is because Lynn and Kyle wrote mini-grants. They're both, the mini-grants are very varied because we don't give a mini-grant that's written exactly the same or for the same thing. But they've both written mini-grants to have to do with fitness. And when our readers saw those, they said, oh, this is really good because it just fits into one of our Rotary themes, which is fighting obesity. So is Kyle here? Kyle's not here either. Okay. Well, Natalie Salinas, are you here? Functional writing with social studies. I think that falls into Common Core somewhere, doesn't it? Doesn't it? The idea of taking what you know. Oh, you're very welcome. And then, last but not least, the school that has been honored so much tonight, it's driving me crazy, is West Covina High School. Mark Travatore. He's very much involved with the Red Ribbon Rally, which is sponsored by our Rotary Club in fall, the one to help with drug awareness. And so we have two winners from West Covina, Eileen Lopez, and I saw her here. Wait, I said Eileen, didn't you? No wonder you didn't recognize your name. Hi, Ellen. Essential Life Skills, and Tyler Wigglesworth. Rack mount component for Lexicon MX 400. I've heard his group, and they are phenomenal. Thank you so much. Anyway, if we could, and Kate, are you here? She's sick. Okay, I'll make sure she gets it. And I'll make sure the others get it too. Thank you so much, Michael. Get up there. Get up there.
You're right in the middle.
Squeeze by you guys.
I'm and knowing what a difference it makes to the students I've brought in, who maybe not always had the best opportunity. But because of Rotary and their partnership, my girls have really benefited. So thank you so much, Rotary, for doing this.
Best laid plans.
Give me for your files.
We have one last presentation, which is a little bit out of the norm. But this individual has meant so much to the West Covina Unified School District. The board felt that we needed to honor this individual. So, Armando, could you come up here and just take center stage? And just stand right there for a second. I want to embarrass you just for a few minutes. So, I've only been here for a year and a half, but in that year and a half, I've learned an awful lot about the West Covina Unified School District, and one individual in particular that really has meant so much to me, not that we've necessarily have had that much contact, but just watching from afar and keeping my ears open, because that's what a good superintendent will do. He will listen to the heartbeat of a district. And I will tell you, a lot of it centers around Mr. Marantis. And I will tell you this. I'll tell you what summarized it most of all is I had the opportunity to go out to his school the other day. And as some of you may or may not know, but I try to go out to each school twice a year without an agenda, just to go talk to the staff and hear any kind of questions they have. What do those guys do down at the school district? What are your concerns? And the biggest concern of Coronado was, how do you replace Armando Marantis? Yeah. And over again, that was the question. What are you going to do? How are you going to do it? But while there is a plan, what really came out of that is that when it comes to leadership, Armando is the model. So when I look for leadership, I look for someone that has an absolute grasp on his staff. The staff trust him. They believe in him. They believe in his leadership. He goes around and he's collaborative with his staff. So when they make a decision, no one's right, no one's wrong, because everyone made that decision together, which led to being recognized as a model continuation school in the state of California. So thank you for that. But wait, there's more. It's not just the leadership of staff, because obviously that's so important. It's all about the teachers. We just heard a little bit about that. It's about those kids that were not successful at our comprehensive schools that were sent to the continuation school. Now, obviously, in some worlds, that has a very, very negative connotation. Not at Coronado. Those kids are absolutely changed when they hit that campus. They're like young adults. They're appropriate, they're nice, they understand, they're listened to, they don't take advantage. And the reason all of those things happen And the reason they graduate and the reason they go on and continue on their life, again, is because they have a principal who understands that child. They understand their need and works collaboratively with the team and the resources to make them successful. So, you know, rarely in one's career, you know, do you come across someone like an Armando, and we're going to miss him deeply. I try to talk him out of retiring, just so you all know. I said, please don't, and you know what? He had his heart set on it. He's got a family, and he's got a great, great plans. But I just wanted to take this opportunity, and the board really wanted to recognize the great work you did. So thank you, Armando.
I had a request for a break, so we're going to be taking a 5-minute break. So if board members need to use, I can see there. So if you can take this opportunity to